the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, last three words. No, last five words. Okay. Bishnei de Rabbi Yehuda Nesia Hava Sara. The years of Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Rabbi Hunasi, this is not the Rabbi Hunasi we're familiar with, the one that organized the Mishnayos, but it's actually his grandson that is maybe named after him. So there was a Tsar in that time. And what did he do? Gazar Tlas Esrei Tainis. So he made a Gzera of 13 Tainis, same thing like they do, like we've seen when there's a lack of rain. V'lo Yani wasn't answered. So Savar Migzar Tfei. So he said, okay, I'm going to make some more, you know, try to, so we're answered. Samar Lei, Rabbi Ami said to him, no, Hare Yamru, we're going to see, Amru is in the Brisa, which we're going to see shortly. Shame, Matrichin as a Tzibur, Tzibur Yoser Midai, that you shouldn't bother the Tzibur too much. 13 fasts is enough, and after that, Zo. Amar Biaba, Braid Rabbi Chia Baraba. Rabbi Ami, the Avad, Ligarme, who the Avad. So Rabbi Ami that said this, you know, you shouldn't matriach, he just did it for himself. You know, he didn't want to fast so much. So he said, oh, you shouldn't matriach the Tzibur too much. But the truth is, Elahachi Amar Rabbi Chia Baraba, Amar Biyochanan, Lo Shanu El Ligashami. That which you have the exact only 13 fasts and not more, that's only by when it comes to lack of rain. But which wasn't the case over here, right? Aval Lashar Mine Puranius, but for other things, Misani Maholchin Achianu Minashamaim. You keep fasting and fasting until you get answer. Tanina Mihachi, we see a Brisa, like this Rabbi Yochanan. Kesha Amru Shlosh. When we say the three, meaning the first set and the second set of three, Ukshamru Sheva and seven, the last seven, Lo Amru Ella Ligashamim. Again, that's only Gavi rain. Havala Sharmine Pranius, Umisani Vaholchi Machianu. You keep fasting until you get answer. Hi, Lema Tavit Yufta, the Rabbi Yami. So, let's say this brisa that we just saw, is therefore Akash and Rav Ami, who says, Ein Matrichin, you know, even for other fasts, you don't do more than 13. So this is a Brisa, so it's Akash and Rav Ami. So Amalach Rav Ami, he would answer, he says, you're right, the Brisa is a Akash Ami, but it's a Machlekes Tanaim, so I can hold like the other Tana. Tanaihi, as we see, the following Brisa says differently. At least we have opinion in the Brisa says differently. The Sanya, and this Brisa is talking about the Tainius for Gishamim. And it says, in Gozrim Yoser Mishloshes Reitanius Alat Tzibur, shouldn't have more than 13 fasts for the Tzibur. Why? Lefi, She'ein Matrichim Es Tzibur Yoter Midai, Divrei Rebbe. Okay, so you shouldn't matrich the Tzibur too much, just 13 and no more for rain. Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, he said, Lo Min Hashem Huzeh. Now, as I agree with you, that for rain shouldn't have more than 13, but not for the same reason as you. Not because they ain't matrichin, but rather, Elav ifnei sheyatza zmano shel revia. Meaning that after 13 fasts have passed, so the fast begins, we've learned before, on the beginning of Kislev, right? The revia rishona is in Chmar Cheshvan, there's a different tarichim which we saw, and once that's over and there's no rain, so then you start the fast, which begin in the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and then you have 13 fasts. So by the time, if that all has passed, and there's still no rain, so then after that, the rain is not going to be so beneficial anymore. So because of that, that's why you don't fast more than 13 times. Anyway, so even though this, the Machloikas over here is referring to Tainus for Gishamim, but you can extend as far as two regular fasts for other things as well. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan that says by other fasts, you keep going and don't just do 13. He holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that the reason is because of the Revi'a Rishona, right? And that only is applicable to rain. But other fasts, that doesn't apply. By fasting for other things, it doesn't apply to. So therefore, you can keep on fasting. Whereas Rabbi Yami, he held like Rabbi that you don't add more fast because of Matrichin and Tzibur, and that Ein Matrichin applies in all cases. And therefore, we have the Rabbi Yami has who he's holding like. He can hold like Rabbi.
Looks like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the grandson, didn't hold like his grandfather.
Okay. Right. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Gazar place. What do we have in here? Okay. Gazar at place our Tanisim, right? He goes to 13 Tanisim. Kedamrina b'masnisim, the shlosh rishonos, the shlosh emtorios, the sheva achronos, the shar puranius, avid luhu, it was for other things, v'lo b'gashom, it wasn't for geshem. So then when Ravami said, no, ema trichin, so then the Rabbi Abba commented that he did it this legarmi, la'atzmo darash, he darshened this for himself, shalom amar, elami, lefi, shalom haya, Roseli Sanos. He didn't want to fast, so therefore he said Eimatrichi. Lo Shanu Dein Gozrim Yoter Mishlosh Asrei. That's Kesha Amrli Sanos. Shlosh Asrei Rishonos, but Shlosh Amtsais and seven. The last one Sheva Achronos. Lo Mina Shemu Zer. Shemem Gamliel said that's not the reason. I agree with you that you don't do more than 13, but not for that reason. But rather not because Eimatrichan, but rather Lefi Shein Shein Zed Tam. Shein manichin b'shvil torach. Not because of torach, that's why we don't fast more than 13. Ela shekvar yatzeis manashol revia shel yora. That the revia of yora is finished, past the time already. Sharei mar cheshvan avar al kulan, because it already, the mar cheshvan is finished. The words here are a little bit confusing. L'sofatanio shemiktsasan hayu b'kislev k'da k'tani masis. So we say you begin in Kislev, and that's when the fast starts. And by the time we finished, we said it's already not beneficial to rain anymore. Bika lamashma bi Rabbi Shimon, so therefore we can mashma from him, even though he's talking about rain. The bisharmi ne puranios, the chol shaita havei zimnayu, right? A filut fei gazrina, right? But that's because this reason of Revi Rishon obviously only applies by rain. But by other things, which is not nogea, you can keep on fasting. But Rabbi Damar de Matrichin Stama Akulu Kamar, because a Matrichin is something can always be Nogea for other reasons as well, not only rain. Vana the Amrei Karebi, and therefore Rav Ami gets to say I can hold like Rabbi. Okay.
What about Malchus? That comes later. Why can't they still
stop the rain then? They could, but we're saying that because the rain was not so they say beneficial anymore for the produce. So it's not they could, but it's not really. So sometimes they've been fasting already 13 times, and the rain now already it's not gonna help so much. So then they don't fast anymore. Okay, says in the Gemara, Shalchu le b'nei Ninve l'Revi. The people of Ninve, they sent to Revi a question. Kugon Anan, us. Dafilu b'ktufa tamuz b'inat mitra hechi navi. In other words, we need rain. Not only we need rain even in the summertime. So how what should we do? Ki yechidim daminen. Should we treat ourselves like yechidim, or kerabim daminen? Or should we treat ourselves like the rabbi? We'll see in a second what that means. Ki yechidim daminen. Should we act like yechidim u'bishomei tefila? In other words, they want to ask for rain. So, say, Tein Talu Matar, okay? Now, they needed it even in the summer. So should we just act like Yechidim? In other words, it's like an Ayaki, he needs something. So you can add it in, you know, your own personal request in Shomei Tefillah. They personally happen to need rain, so they can add it in Shomei Tefillah. So is that what we should do? Or maybe, or Karabin Damina, Birkas Hashanim. Or maybe no, maybe we're like a whole like town or whatever it was, and therefore we're like the Rabbim, and we should ask it like normally in Birkas Hashanim, like the Tzibur does in the winter, right? Because we ourselves are at Tzibur. So Shalach Lu, Rabbi sent to them, Ki Yechidim Demizu B'Shamei Tefila. You're like Yechidim, and therefore you should just add it in Shamei Tefila. I may survey. We have a Kashan Rabbi. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. Amasai, when this is talking about the Seder of the Tainios that we have here, in our Mishnah, so when do you follow the Seder of these Tainios? Bizman Shashanim Kitziknan, when the year is the planting and the harvesting, all is in the proper time. Yisrael Shrui Malad Masam, and Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael. Aval Bizman Azeh, but now Hakol Lefi Hashanim, everything goes according to the year. It happens to be a wet year, a dry year, whatever. Vakol lefi hamakomos, and it goes by the place where you are. And in other words, some places need more rain than others, and therefore you don't follow dafka. You know what we've been learning here. It is only in Eretz Yisrael when everything is normal. But now we're in different places. Whatever it is, different needs. So now pashtus from this price. So therefore, you could ask in Birkas Hashanim. And say Tental Umatar if you need it. And therefore, unlike where Rebbe answered the Bnei Ninve, here it's Mashma that you could say even in Birkas Hashanim. So Amar Lei, so he answered back, Masnisa Ramis Alei the Rebbe, you're asking Akasha from this price on Rebbe. So Rebbe Tanu Upali, Rebbe himself said Tana, he can argue, fine, he's gonna make a cash on him. He argues with it. My Havila, what's the Maskana Legabe these Bnei Ninve? So Rav Nachman Amar, Birkas Hashanim, you should say it in Birkas Hashanim, they should say in Birkas Hashanim, Rav Sheshes Amar, B'Shomei Atfila, and V'Hilchasa, B'Shomei Atfila, you should act like Yechidim and just say it in Shomei Atfila. Okay, see Rashi. B'Shomei Atfila, Amrinan, L'Shelas Matar, that's where they should say L'Shelas Matar, Ki Yachid HaShoel Tzracha B'Shomei Atfila, like an individual needs something as it in Shomei Atfila. The Had Amrinan, the Shela Birkas Hashanim, Afilu B'Yachid, Mishum Dizman Siburhu. And that's what we say, that the you ask in Birkas Hashanim, even a Yachid, it's because it's the time that the Tzibur needs. Aval, B'Milsi Achrise, the Havili Yachid, Velola Tzibur, but some other thing or whatever that is only for the Yachid and not the Tzibur, like here, Keracha, the B'Tkufet Tammuz, Alavzman Shela Tzibur, that's not a time when the Tzibur really needs it, this group over here needs it, then B'Shomei Atfila, Hudamit Karlei, Velo, V'Birkas Hashanim, then Dafka in the Shomei Atfila, you just add it, not in the regular Birkas Hashanim. Kedaminan B'Mesechet Avodazar B'Brachos, Im hayalo chole betoch beso mazkir ala bebirkas acholim, that you would say the tefillah in refeinu, but the lesoch machminan though vehilchasa b'shamei tefillah, that you should really say in b'shamei tefillah kach shamati, and therefore here too. Okay, Amosai, when do we have these Seder Tanya? Says Rashi, Bizman Shashanim Ketiknan, Shaya Kesir in Nisan, and Zriya in Mar Cheshvan, Shain Seder Hashanim Mishtanet. Everything's in this proper order. Bisrael Shurim Alad Masam, Shemina Geris Yisrael. This is the Minagir Yisrael. But now, Akol Afi Hashanim, Im Tzrichim Mota Shana, Lamatar. If you happen to need this year of rain, Kurgan Shana Shchunav, the dry year, Shetzrichim Ligashamim Harbe. Then you go everything according to the place, etc. Lefi amakomos, kagon ninve, da filu v'tkufas tamuz ba'o mitra. You can even ask in tkufas tamuz, and which was a kasha. And every bit, then the more answer is not a kasha. He's a tana. You can argue. Okay, logasin lefi azman. So the next part, that's the rational thing that really ends here. That the vermaskil logasin lefi azman, because the next thing is really going on the next part of the Gemara. Okay, so let's see the next part. So now, we learned in our Mishnah, B'Sheni, on Monday, they allow to open the stores a little bit in order they'll have food to break the fast. So it said Matin, it says in the Mishnah, just open up a little bit. Okay, Im Chashecha, towards the evening, and on Chamishi, but on Yom Chamishi, Kol Hayom Bifnei Kvod HaShabbos. So more clear, what does it mean, and on Chamishi, the whole day. Ibailhu. Does that mean that Hekiktani, B'Sheni Matinim Chashecha, and Chamishi Kol Hayom Ibn Kvod HaShabbos, is all talking about opening up a little bit? Now, it's on Monday, you open up a little bit towards the evening, and on Thursday, you open up a little bit the whole day. That's all talking about opening up a little bit. It's just a matter of at the end of the day or the whole day. That's one way of learning it. Or Dilma, maybe not. Maybe B'Sheni Matin, and then on Yom Sheni, you open it up a little bit at the end of the day. And in Chamishi, poskim, you open up normally, like wide open, the whole Kol Yom Kula. That's the question. Tashma, we have the answer. The Sanya, we have a Brisa. B'Sheni, Matin, Ad Ha'erev. Ad Ha'erev means towards the evening. And on Chamishi, poskim, here it says Kveferish, you open it up normally, wide open the whole day. Kol Yom Kula, Mimnei Kvod Shabbos. To allow the people to buy food for Shabbos. The Gemara, we have the Braisa adding another two halachas here, Legabe Yom Sheni. One of them is, Hayulo Shnei Ptachim. Let's say you have two doors. So the Rabbeinu Chananel learns that it's talking about really one door with like two openings, two parts to the door. So Paseach Echad V'Noel Echad. So by opening one part of the door and the other part is keeping locked, that in itself is like Matin, has the same din of opening up a little bit. And the second din is, Hayalo Itzabah, if you have like a chair that blocks the opening, Keneged Pitzcho, then Paseach Kedarko V'Eino Choshesh. Then you can, even on Yom Sheni, you can open up normally because the chair blocks the view. The Pasha says you don't want, you know, people to walk by, you know, and see all the food and everything on a fast day. So that's why you want to keep the door, you know, not open wide on Yom Sheni. So it shouldn't mitzayer people, you know, seeing all the food or whatever. So if you have a chair in the door, so that itself hides the food. Okay, Rashi. That's the next part we said, really going on another Dibur Masko later, which says if they weren't answered, Shalo Yardu Adayin Geshami. Okay, B'Sheni Matinim Chashecha, V'Lo No'alim, and they don't close it, V'Lo Potchim, and not open either, just open a little bit. Hoyel V'Lav Lichvot Shabbos, since it's not for Lichvot Shabbos, and Yom Sheni, V'Chamishi Mutarim Liftoch L'Gamri, and on Thursday open it, why? Matin is Shalo Yuri B'nei Adam Mitzarech, we said, the people shouldn't see, you know, inside and get up, you know, feel upset. Elalei Sarah, Potchim Mitzasin. Towards the evening, you open up a little bit, Kadesh Elohim, Malecho B'Laila, so they can have what to eat at night. Odilma, Potchim Kol Hayom, or maybe on Yom Chamishi, open up wide the whole day. V'hachi Mashma Masnisin. And therefore, you can read the mission like this. Masnis, B'Sheni Matin, you open up a little bit towards the evening. And V'chamishi, Apatua Kedarko, you open up normally, Kol Hayom, the whole day. Legamri, Mivnek for the Shabbos. Itzaba is a kisei, we said it's a chair. The hashta ein achanut ptucha l'reshut haravim. Now it's not so open to the reshut haravim. This chair's in the way. V'im u'patuach eino nira kokach. And even though it's open, you can't see so well into it. Okay, poteach kedarko afilu b'sheni. Okay, back to the Gemara. We said in our Mishnah, avru elu v'lo nanu. So we saw the Rashi before, they were not answered with it didn't rain. So then the 13 fasts, you know, passed, didn't rain. So we said in our Mishnah, now what? Mimatim b'maso matan, they reduce the amount of business they do, and b'binyan minatiya. Tana, when it says binyan, building, you reduce the building, b'binyan shel simcha. It's referring to not stam building, but building for simcha. We'll see what that is in a minute. And minatiya also, minatiya shel simcha. Ezeo binyan shel simcha. What's a binyan shel simcha? Ezeo bone beis chasnus libano. That's to build a house for to make the chuppah in for his son. Ezeo hi netiya shel simcha. That's noteya abarvanki shel malachim. This is a big shade tree, whatever, for that kings use. And Rashi will explain more. Let's see Rashi. Hakikai Tinatana Binyan is Binyan Shal Simcha, Natiya Shal Simcha, Binyan Diktani Masnisin, Lo Binyan Natsarichl. Not a, you know, you need the house to live in, that you're allowed to do. Ela Binyan Natsarichl Simcha. For example, the Vadar is Simcha Mamakat. For Simcha, that's what you know, reducing Simcha over here. Beis Chasnus is Lasos Chupato, a place to make his Chupa. The Avar Vanki is Shemalachim, Shekena Ya Noagim, Keshanolad Ben Lamela. If the king had a son, Hayu Notim Ilan Lishmo. What they used to do is the king had a kid, and then they used to plant a tree in his name. V'yom Shemamlichan. So when the kid grows up and he takes over from his father and he becomes the king, Osim Lo Kisei Mimenu. Then they would cut it down, and with the wood you'd make a chair for the new king. Lishna Chirine. It's the Ilan Gadol Hamesech Alar. It's like a big shade tree. L'tayel Amel Tachtav. The king walks under. V'domelo be'ervin ha'hu avaranta ad havalei l'resh galusa b'bostina in his pardes. Shal malachim is derech malachim notim oto, the king's planted. L'tzel hu noto is for shade. K'mokein l'tzel hi v'hi netziya shal simcha, that's called netziya shal simcha. Okay, back to the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah they're also you're also mamat in Shela Shalom. You don't ask, say hi to your friend. So Tanu Rabbanan, Chaverim, this is Talmidei Chachamim, Chaverim, Ein Shela Shalom Bineihem. So they don't ask at all, they don't say hello to each other at all. However, Amira Haaretz, that they don't really understand this, Isser, to Sholim, so they might ask the Talmud Chacham, oh, how are you, whatever, so what should they do, the Talmud Chacham, when they hear this? Machzirin Lam B'Safa Rafa, so they should answer in a low voice, Uba Kovid Rosh, in a solemn manner. Mehein, and these Talmud Chachamim, Misat Fin V'Yoshvim Kavelim, and they wrap themselves and sit down on like on the floor, like an avoldez, ukemenudim, and like somebody that's excommunicated, that have a din of atifa, to wrap themselves. Kibnei Adam and Azufim Lakum, like those that are people that are chastised to Hashem. Achi rachamu aleim in Hashemayim, until Hashem answers. Okay, Rashi, Sheshaal b'shalom, Tami Chacham, Magzilo, he can answer the Amoraris, Mishum Eva, because if he doesn't, the Amoraris is going to get upset, why isn't he answering Shalom, or whatever, but he should do so with a low voice, Safa Rafa. Like an Aval Menuda, Chayavin Batifa, Dichtiva says, Val Safam Yateh, in Moikatan. Okay, back to the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ein Adam Chashuv Rashai Lipol Apanava, Chashuv, a person is not allowed to fall, like prostrate himself, in front of the tzibur, in order that to daven, because we're afraid that if he's not a chashuv person, his tefillah, if it's not answered, people are gonna ridicule him, make fun of him. So Eliam Cain, unless he's well known that his tefillahs are answered, like Yeshua ben Nun, Shneamar v'yomer Hashem Yeshua kumla, get up. You know, as your tefillah is answered, you can get up. Lamata nofel panecha. So if he's great like Yeshua ben Nun, then he can fall on his face, and if not, he should not do so. And because if he is great, then even if he's not answered, people will say that it's not his fault. I guess it's our sins that are causing it that we're not answered. Rami Rabbi Elazar, Ein Adam Chashuv Rashai Lachkor Sak. A chashuv person not allowed to wear sackcloth because of a tsar, Eliam Cain, unless he's could be answered, is Nana like Yoram ben Achav, like the king Yoram, which was a Rasha, and he fasted because of a famine that was going on, and he was answered. Shneamar, v'hi kishmo amelech, referring to Yoram, when he heard Estivri Aisha, the words of the woman, v'yikres begadav, he ripped his clothing, v'hu avar alachoma, he was walking on the wall, v'yar ha'am v'inei hasak al besoro, he's wearing sackcloth. Right, so the mice are there. There was a terrible famine, and Yoram heard these two women talking, arguing, whatever. And they said, one of them said, complaining that it's not fair because earlier they had taken her kid. She made a deal with this other woman, and the earlier they took her kid and cooked them and ate them. There was such a terrible famine. They ate the kid, and the deal was that the next day they would take this other woman's kid and eat that woman's kid, but that woman didn't want to give up her kid, and they got and that's so then Yoram was walking by and he heard this and he goes oh, he says wow, he couldn't believe how serious the famine was. They're eating each other's kids, so then he accepted them. He himself fasted in order to stop this famine, and like within the day he was answered. Okay, Rami Rabbi Lazar, lo akol, see Rashi here. Okay, Rashi, Rashai li pol al panav, right, he's not allowed to fall on his face, levazos atzmo, to avaz himself, mifnei atzibur, she'im lo yaneh, because if not, they're going to ridicule him, yirfu, kach shamati, Eliam Cain, he knows, yodim, bo shehu chashub, that people know that he's a chashub person like Yeshua, shamar lo kodesh baruch hu, kum lo, get up, Lamata nofel al panecha. Eliam Cain nanesh yodim that hein tishanana is going to be answered like Yehoram. Yehoram was a rasha. Ya ella shitane al rav that but he fasted because of the famine. Shaya biyamav and he was answered. Yichziva he saw solus b'shekel v'satayim esorim b'shekel. That is the food. There was food finally and the prices went down. Okay.
Who does it say that he fasted?
pasuk or so, but they say fact. I don't remember if it was in the pasuk.
Why bring Yoram? Bring Mordechai.
Why couldn't he bring?
He had sack. He put on sack vapor.
Yeah.
Bring a sack. Why bring Yoram a Russia?
That what?
To show that he's now the Adam Klasher.
Okay, Rabbi Elazar, Aloha kol b'kriya, Aloha kol b'tfila. Not everybody's answered by doing kriya. Not everybody's answered by nefila, by prostrating. Moshe v'Aaron, we find they were answered by nefila, whereas Yeshua and Kalev, they were not as chashev, and therefore they were only answered with kriya. Moshe v'Aaron, they were answered by nefila. It says v'ipo Moshe v'Aaron al p'neim. And Yeshua v'Kalev, they're answered b'kriya. As it says, Dichsiv Yeshua bin Nun v'Kalev bin Yefuneh, Karu b'gdehem. They ripped their clothing. Mat Yivla Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Tamer, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Ihav Ekziv, if it would have said Yehoshua without a vav, just it would have said Yeshua bin Nun, Karu b'gdehem, then Kinekamar, then you'd write, and he just did kriya, and he was answered only with kriya. But Hasha Dichsiv, and now that there's an extra vav, that's connecting the pasuk, previous pasuk that says that Moshe and Aaron, they fell on their faces. Ve Yeshua bin Nun and Kalev. It's ve Karu bin Deim. So now we see that ha veha avid, that Yeshua and Kalev did both. They did what Moshe and Aaron did. They fell down on their face. They prostrated, and they also did kriya. They did both. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, in the future, loa kol, when the future, the goyim, everybody's going to come and greet Klal Yisrael. So loha kol, not all the goyim are going to come, but kima, but loha kol b'shtachavaya. Some are going to stand up towards up for them, and others are going to prostrate themselves or bow. So malachim, they're going to come standing, v'sarim, and the princes or whatever, they're going to come b'shtachavaya. Malachim b'kima, d'chsiv, as it says, ko amar shem goel Yisrael kedosho. Leave zo nefesh, that these are the degraded ones, referring to Yisrael that are, in their eyes, are all degraded, l'nesoav goy, that the goy, the Jews, that the goy is abhorred, le'avid moshlim, and the even avadim were moshal them, over the Jews, and then but they're gonna come, malachim yiru v'kamu, they're gonna come, the kings, and they're gonna get up. So here we see b'kima. And the Sarim, Yishtachavaya, Dichsiv, it says in the Hemshech of the Pasuk, Sarim, Vishtachavu. So you say, Fairish, that the princes are going to bow. Matkif la Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Tamer, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni, Yihav Iksiv, if it would have said, it is a skirsa, the change here, should be Sarim, Yishtachavu, without a Vav, just Sarim, Yishtachavu, then Kenagmar, you're right that the Sarim are just going to bow alone. But hashta dixiv sarim v'yishtachavu, there's a vav, so it's mashma, they're going to do both. So hava ha avu, they're going to do both. They're going to come standing, kima, and then they're going to bow as well. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak, afani omer, I'm also saying concerning the pasuk that says, or zaru al tzadik lishrei lef simchav, referring to the matzav of the tzadikim and the yesharim in the next world, that lo akol ora, not everybody's going to have this light, but lo akol l'simcha, tzadikim are going to have l'ora. And the yesharim, which Rashi learns, we'll see, is they're better than the tzadikim, they're going to have more than just light, they're going to have simcha. Tzadikim l'ora dichsiv, as it says, or zaru ala tzadik, that's the or, and yesharim simcha, as it says, uli yishrei lev simcha. See Rashi. Lo hakol nenin, girses of its fila should be, v'lo hakol nenin b'kriya, the Yeshua v'kalev shelo hayu chashuvim, there weren't as chashuv as k'moshe v'aran, lo zachu li'anos ela b'kriya, dafka by kriya, and mikra v'alma kadarish. Okay, v'yeshua bin nun, it says k'si basre d'ahu, it says after the thing about v'yipol, Moshe Aaron, it says the vav mosif, alin and rishon, to say that he did both, that Yeshua did kriya, Nefila. Rashi Lavuz Nefesh Nematov Ngoil Evid Moshlim Lisrael, referring to Yisrael, the Mavuzim Utuavim and Avadim Moshlim. But in the end, they're going to be greeted excuse me, greeted by the kings, etc. V'lo akol b'kima, not everybody's going to get up. Likras Yisrael lasid lavo in the future. Malachim yiru, they're going to become, where they're going to get up. And the sarim bishlacha, where they're going to bow down. Haki gasina lo hakol la'ora, v'lo hakol l'simcha. Diksiv, it says, oral zeru l'tzadik l'ishrei lev simcha. Yesharim are going to be l'simcha. The yesharim adifei me tzadikim. As Rashi learned, not everybody learns that, some learn the opposite, but Rashi's learning that the yesharim are better than the tzadikim. Hadar alach me'emasai li'neder.